Good morning. That was Gutter Girl by Hot Flash Heat Wave. This is the morning show, MOURNING, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a co-host yet. He has stepped out to talk to his dad on the phone. So it's just me. For now. Oh, he's returned. Welcome.
I'm back.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I was just talking to my dad on the phone. Sorry I'm late.
It's
I know
okay.
You all missed me.
How's your dad?
Oh, he's doing well. He is in the LA airport.
Oh.
Coming back from India.
Wow.
He was there for like a week and a half for work. And yeah, sounds like he's been on planes for like the past 20 hours.
Wow.
So that's
intense.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, all is well with the Schwartzes. So yeah.
It's a beautiful day today.
Oh, gorgeous.
Sunny. I think I even got a sunburn. I was just outside for like 2 hours. Doing really nothing.
Where is your hangout spot?
Outside of Miller Hall. They have those tables outside, which is a nice study spot, and all my friends were doing work and I
right
was not.
Right next to all that nice construction.
Yeah, really nice soothing construction sounds.
That's nice. Kinda. Not really.
Well, it was,
Tish Roof is the spot, I think.
That is a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with working outside is most work is on one's computer and the glare is like unbearable.
Devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people want to figure that out, like the whole glare computer thing, Apple.
Figure that out, nerds.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, since it's such a beautiful day, that we play some sunshiny songs.
For sure.
And my first one is like a pretty obvious choice. It's
Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Please
it.
Enjoy it.
Here comes the sun, I say.
that was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. They're kind of underground, not very well known.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play them for the clout, really.
Rappers, for sure.
Fun fact about that song is that we sing it at the summer camp I work at, Camp With a Rainbow, and I am a song leader, and so I've led that song to a good amount of children. So whenever I listen to songs that I've helped lead, I like really want to yell like prompts. Song leading is like an art.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about the timing.
Call and response.
Yeah, well, no. You don't do call and response. You just do the song, and then, like, within the song, you yell, like, the line right before it's going to happen, or just, like, some of the line.
Hmm. Wait, so you're not just leading, you know, classic camp songs.
No.
You're leading
Here Comes the Sun. Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah.
Dang. It's insane. Phoebe and I want to talk about a movie we saw yesterday.
You want to talk about it.
You didn't like it? All right, so the movie was Apollo 11. Apollo 11 was the mission to the moon in 1969, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big year.
And basically the movie, just a little synopsis, it's all original footage from the event that was, like, hadn't been found, like, it was hidden in the archives for years, and these filmmakers got their hands on it and just kind of spliced it all together.
And they also made it look really nice.
Yeah,
they made it look like it would be filmed on, like, a nice camera now, which is really impressive.
Yeah. So, like, that's really cool, and they just splice it, like, an hour and a half from beginning to end, 8 days later, of the whole mission. There's, like, no narrator. There's just, like, snippets of people talking on the intercom and all that. And I thought it was sweet.
I thought it was really interesting. I just thought it felt a little slow for me because I was kind of tired. And
I can see that. It's not like an action movie.
Yeah, they tried to build a lot of suspense, so there was a lot of waiting around.
Yeah.
To, like, I think it could have been a little faster.
But I think part of it was the suspense and all that. Like, they waited, like, 8 years to launch the person to the moon.
Yeah.
You can wait 15 minutes.
And it's just crazy, spoiler alert, that everything went to plan.
That was,
like, insane. Nothing bad happened. And honestly, it probably would have been a more interesting movie if something bad had happened.
Yeah, you would have been a bit happier, I think, with it.
But it everything went to plan.
And we were also talking about how, like, insane it was that it was in 1969.
Yeah.
And you see all these computers and, like, they all have not even close to as much power as your iPhone.
Yeah, and so they did so much stuff on paper. Like, I don't remember the last time I did something without a computer.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I highly recommend the movie. We were going to see Us, the new movie by Jordan Peele.
I was invited to see Us by my two friends, Lucas and Amanda, and I said, okay. And then they're like, just kidding, we both already saw it without you, and so we're watching a different movie.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Which is fair.
And I'm upset.
Well.
Still.
Good thing is Us is still playing, so you can go catch it. Although.
And I will.
It is worse than Get Out, I will say.
I haven't seen Get Out, but I've heard rave reviews from Us.
So you Get Out first.
Okay.
Or second.
That you're not the first person to tell me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then. Do what you want. See if I care.
Okay. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah. So, those of you who follow this radio station know that I like Tame Impala. and those of you who know of Tame Impala may know that they have kind of a sister band, I guess, called Pond, who also from Australia. They have some members of Tame Impala, and they recently put out an album a month ago called Tasmania.
Ooh.
It's wonderful. I'm going to play the first song off of it, which is called Daisy. Here it is. Enjoy.
It's spring and the cherry blossoms sprout. The legs are out and the bronze chests and fires bejewel in the southwest. Oh, thank you, darling, for these silver gelatin echoes of me with you, smiling like you asked me for the course, for the trial, for the ball. Nobody heard me crying in my sleep. And me and the man on the frontier stacked the bodies in a heap. And Jimmy grabs a beer and we wash our hands in the creek. Talk is cheap. And frangipani is growing. That blue with a big train. Is that Annie with the white dress? Is that Granny with the white man with no name and no stress? Like, what about the empire? What about the cross?
Long song, but good.
Yeah, it still has like 30 more seconds.
Yeah, we just decided to fade it out because I want to share some things I learned about our mascot Jumbo today in my Nature into Art class, because the professor has some huge obsession with the history of Jumbo, which is actually really interesting. He started in Africa, as most elephants do. And then he was brought to Germany for a bit to be in a zoo. And then from Germany, he was sold to London to be in another zoo.
Popular elephant.
Life as an animal in a zoo, though, back then, horrible.
Definitely. I mean, still today, zoos are terrible.
Bad. But back then, horrible. So he was in London for a long time, and he was, like, iconic. You know the word jumbo? Like, you say something's jumbo, like a jumbo jet, jumbotron.
Yeah.
Those words originated because of Jumbo, the elephant.
Really?
Like, his name originally was just Jumbo, and he was, like, one of the things he was known for was getting so big. So that's how Jumbo became a word.
No way.
Isn't that awesome?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's how we got the word Jumbo. I just thought
he was named that because he was big.
No. Jumbo comes from him.
No way.
Yes way. Anyhow, along the road, he gets sold to the traveling circus in America. So he comes here. And he's touring up and down the coast for a while on the newly constructed railroad. And then one day he gets hit by another train and dies, which is sad.
And the myth that they tell incoming students is that he like saved people or
the
something.
The myth is that he saved a younger elephant by jumping in front of the train.
Oh.
And our professor's just like, this is completely not true.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Angers me every time I hear this, because he published a book on it, on Jumbo.
Wow.
That you can buy in the Tufts bookstore right today if
amazing
you want. Yeah. Anyhow, Jumbo dies, his bones are donated to the Natural History Museum in New York, and his taxidermied skin body is sent to Tufts.
Yeah.
And then, so we had that for a while. Then the building burned down, and that burned down with it. But Jumbo was our mascot. And so my art teacher was tasked with finding someone to make a statue of Jumbo. Because 6 years ago, some donor was like, I'm going to give you guys money to make a Jumbo statue. And so he finds someone. And he said the two main like considerations that they had to put on the statue was, one, they had to double reinforce the trunk of it because, as my teacher said, they were worried about kids swinging on it on...
As they do.
On, quote, frat nights. so
yeah,
that was funny. And then the second thing that was also funny is they decided, as my art teacher put it, they decided to not include certain anatomical parts that the Jumbo would have because they were worried that I'm sure you can understand the worry that would stem from that. So he said they decided to make it gender neutral.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Kind of strips Jumbo of his manliness.
I know, right? But well, he said the worry was, you know, with brass and structures, if something's touched a lot, it becomes very shiny and like stands out a ton, and you can tell that it's been touched a lot.
Oh.
So there's that issue.
Yeah.
That they wanted to avoid.
That's
probably
funny.
For the best, but yeah.
Thank That's you Jumbo. For that brief history.
It was a great art class today. I loved it.
I'm glad you're so excited about this.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We actually have at least 4 listeners today, which is pretty exciting.
We have my dad.
We have
your mom.
My mom and my cousin Melissa.
Shout out.
And my boyfriend Jackson.
Jackson, hello.
So that's 4. Shout out to all of those listeners.
And then maybe a casual listener in the car right now.
Maybe.
Hats off.
Shout out to you.
Hats off.
If you exist. I wanted to play some music from an artist named Sydney Gish, who is a Boston artist. Mm. I like her a lot. Rumor has it she may come to Tufts, courtesy of Apple Jam, in like a month.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Well, if I like the song, it'd be sweet.
Yeah. Some of my favorite songs of hers are not clean, but I'm gonna play one that I like. The one that I like that is clean. Give her a listen. I like her songs because they feel very honest and cute. Almost similar to Frankie Kosmos, but more song-like and less story-like. Okay, this song is called Sophisticated Space by Sydney Gish. Enjoy.
What a sophisticated space. Thank you.
one look at you. Feels like deja vu. Millions when this music fade. Reinvent every time the music change. My gut had me feeling like I knew the way. I feel like I spoke for my generation. All game in my demonstration. To my gang, I'm a different greatness. Pay dues, never missed a payment. Stay true, now it's entertainment. I feel like I'm built for whatever storm. Whatever way the game tests me in whatever form. Through all them dark times that they never saw. I feel like I stand tall and can never fall. I feel like a one-on-one. Like the last dope boy in the game with 100 tons. Yeah. Tupac got the troublesome, a boosie badass, drop a bag on you niggas if I want it done.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
It's a good PSA.
I didn't turn your mic on.
Oh, good PSA is what I said.
Thank you. This was a PSA from WMFO. Go outside. I thought it was relevant because it's warm outside.
Yeah, that makes it relevant. Also, did you notice that they took down the chimney at Tufts? You know, the big, tall chimney smokestack thing by Dowling Hall?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, you see, okay.
Do you have something to say about that?
Yeah, it's they took it down. They've demolished it.
Why? Do you know why?
Nope, no idea. But I thought it was kind of an iconic Tufts landmark. Like when I was far away from Tufts, I could always see the chimney and be like, oh, there it is.
Aww.
But now it's gone. They took it down in 2 days, so.
Wow.
Big sad day.
That is sad.
How do you not know what that is?
I don't know a lot of things.
Okay.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were.
I want to play a song.
Do it.
Thanks. I'm going to play God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Enjoy.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would what I'd be without you. Mama,
skanky.
Skanking it slow.
Excuse me while I light my spit.
Split.
Oh God, I got to take a lift.
Split.
From reality, I just can't drift.
Drift.
That's why I'm staying with this riff.
Riff.
Take it easy.
Easy skanking.
Lord, I take it easy.
Easy skanking.
Take it easy.
Easy skanking.
Got to take it easy.
Easy skanking.
See, we're taking it easy.
Rolling me by. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Enough.
That was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. Wonderful.
Good song. Before that.
And the bay, as in the San Francisco Bay.
As in the Frisco
Bay. As in the Bay Area, as in where I live.
Well, you live close-ish.
You do not know. I live, like, near the bay. It's the Bay Area. That's the whole thing.
I mean, yeah, but you're outside of San Francisco.
I am. But I still am near the bay.
Okay,
fine.
All right.
We played some songs before that as well.
Yeah, we played Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
We played Revin' My CJ7 by Somersault. Wonderful band. My friends all saw them without me when I was out of town. Pretty upsetting.
Can't blame them.
Great summer band, though. Really, they really got those summer vibes. Similar to... how the Beach Boys really capture those beach vibes.
Mm.
I feel like if you name your band something like that, then you really have to stay in that
of course.
Very small box. But they really did it.
Easy Skankin' by Bob Marley, a classic.
Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
And God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. For a brief second, we tried playing... Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored by Ariana Grande.
We were trying to find a clean version.
And one popped up on Spotify by...
Arena Grain.
So it was a real similar name, so we thought
and
it
then,
might
And
work.
Then a similar name, so we were like, oh, is this maybe just a clean version? And we were like, let's just go for it. It was
bad.
It was
different, and there was a bad word.
It was not clean, and who the frick is Arena Grain?
Can we sign you? Because
She sounds very similar to Ariana Grande. It's really amazing. This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have around 5 minutes left. We will play maybe one or two songs. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week. I hope that these sunshine jams really brightened your day as they did mine.
Yeah. My day is brightened.
I feel
bright.
I feel like sunshine, pure sunshine.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. This is Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Spoken with the bro.